A new report says construction, more than any other segment of a nation's economy, is prone to corruption. Transparency International says the corruption is often so bad that it plunders the economy and ravages the environment. In its Global Corruption Report, Transparency International says the scale of corruption is magnified by the size and scope of the construction sector. Muzan Cody is the group's director for Africa and the Middle East.
It's estimated that the construction sector is valued at about $3.2 trillion per year.
The report says corrupt practices are found at every phase in construction projects. It says they are vulnerable for several reasons. These include fierce competition, numerous levels of official approvals and permits, and large numbers of subcontractors. It also says some projects are unique, making them prone to delays and cost overruns.
What we've noticed is that most of the contracting processes that are used in this particular sector are not transparent. So this gives a possibility for corrupt activities to take place. It's more so in this sector than in most others.
The Transparency International report lists what are called monuments to corruption. They include several African projects, such as the Lesotho Highlands Water Project, in which $2 million in bribes were allegedly paid. That case is currently in the courts. Mr. Cody praises Lesotho for taking action.
This is a case study that has shown that it's possible, even for very small countries, to tackle this scourge of corruption in the construction sector.
Also listed is the Bujagali Dam project in Uganda, which is being investigated by the World Bank and four different governments for bribery. Mr. Cody says corruption can lead to environmental damage because bribes are paid to ignore environment and social hazards.
Corruption is a big, big obstacle to sustainable development. We've seen in many countries resources being diverted from very crucial and basic sectors like education and health, which are needed by the population, and therefore changing the whole economy and shaping it in a way that would make it possible for corrupt activities to continue and to thrive in countries.
The Global Corruption Report makes a number of recommendations.
We're recommending that the authorities ensure that contracts are subject to open competitive bidding. We're also recommending that the blacklist of companies that are caught bribing be put in place. We are also recommending public disclosure of the entire process of procurement and ensuring also that monitoring by independent oversight agencies and civil society takes place.
The report also says the challenges faced by conflict-affected countries are formidable, and the need for anti-corruption measures is particularly acute in the first years after war. For example, Transparency International calls on the international community to ensure there's transparency in the rebuilding of Iraq. Joe DiCapua, Voice of America News, Washington.